The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Look who's here.
Hi.
It's Coach Shay here with Fitness Revolution. And we have the college student is back home from first semester. Welcome back, Miss Janae.
Hi. Hi. Good to be back.
So guess what we're talking about today? Wellness, right? And coping with your college kids coming home. So Janae, how has college been? What is that transition from down in Nashville back home after 4 months?
It's great. It's a challenge, of course, but like already going down there, I've been back since going down there, of course, but this is a longer break. A lot of kids, they didn't have places to go. I came back to a loving and supportive home. Thank God.
Can we just make sure you soak that in? Loving, supportive household,
right?
Which is key. And I'm not making fun of that because a lot of students coming back home can be traumatizing.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's been some changes since she left in August, huh? So yeah. What was the biggest change?
She moved. she just downsized, which is okay.
Why even downsize? That was weird.
It's not downsizing.
Yeah, it's just different.
Most kids, I talk about a lot of my college friends, they're coming back. They're like, oh, I can't wait to go home, go back to my bed. I don't have my own room anymore.
We got rid of that, which is fine.
I get the understanding of we have stuff moving on into 2024, so yes. We have to prepare for that. And I'm not here 90% of the time, so it's fine with me. I get to sleep with her or sleep with my brother.
I'm so excited. Love. Yes. So So as we evolve, right? So this is for the parents out here. You know, people are like, how are you doing? I go, you know, I set her up for success. So I know she's doing great down there. But, you know, I want to make sure that she's comfortable coming back. This time she's back a month. So there was a lot of transitions. We moved. So she didn't have her bedroom and the house she's been in for years. And then you're like an adult now,
right?
Like, besides that, she still needs me financially.
Right.
You make your own decisions. Has that been the same since you've been home?
I would say no. It's not the same.
So what's the difference? What is it like?
What do you mean?
Like you say, you're making your own decisions.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I do make my own decisions. Like, but that's how it's been like since my senior year. Senior year, you're trying to transition into, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm a teen adult. Because of course, financially, she helps me out and everything. And even so with decision-making, she pays for everything.
Yes.
But, it's different and I'm still trying to navigate it.
So let's talk about the big transition, like friends, right?
Friends.
So like the friends you maybe grew up with, the friends, you know, over that summer, are you in contact with them?
Some of my friends from high school I'm in contact with, some of them I'm not. People know the story. I don't need to explain it.
But what was that? There's more to it than just that, right?
It's about evolving at the end of the day. It's about where are you at, going to where you at with your next stages of life now. And me, that was college. So I was going away, and some people can't always do that, which I understand. I have a lot of friends that stayed here for college, and that's fine. I'm also talking to those friends that stayed for education. The other ones,
the shade,
not so much.
The shade that just happened.
It comes with a maturity level, and right. We're in these next stages where we're trying to figure out this 18 through 20. I'm not really an adult, but I still have to act like an adult. Some people are not ready for that.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, You know the look, that look of surprise and delight, that look on their faces when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking things up. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are four festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, the seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who have helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they give you, and they'll love to play. Minnesota Lottery, Minnesota, must be 18 or older to play.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
And so I'm ready for that. This is what I've been preparing for the last 18 years to do. So now we're here and now we have to do it. So
great answer. That's good. Preparing you for success. So you've been gone for 4 months. What is it like coming back dealing with me as your mother?
You're always just nonstop. So now it's just, we were eating lunch and she's like, oh, I have to pick up this phone call for business. It's just, I have a business mommy. So you are a business mommy.
Have I changed? Do you feel like I've changed at all?
I don't think you changed. No, not like a major amount to where.
Do you see a difference with this?
I think we talk about more things now.
I thought we always did.
We've always talked about everything, okay. But even now more.
She can say pretty much what she wants to say. That's what it is. Let's just keep it real. I'm one of those, I'm not a helicopter mom. So I feel like I set these children up for success to go out in the world. Whatever you are supposed to do, but also whatever you feel you can't do in front of me. Because I'm pretty lean. Like, be a teenager. Be a college kid. Like, I know you're going to go to parties, have fun. But understand that those things are going to follow you. And then when you come back here, you know, people might see something like, hey, what happened at college? You know, like, what's going on? So you want to be the best representative of yourself.
Exactly.
Out in the world. So, and temperature. Let's talk about basic stuff. Like, the temperature, right? Because you're down in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee, coming up to Minneapolis, Minnesota. For anybody who doesn't know, that's a 12-hour drive. I'm not driving 12 hours. I can't even drive. She's not driving 12 hours. So but the climate change, it's a complete difference.
And the big thing that you told me was a big difference was the Southern hospitality that you really enjoy.
Coming down there, just being on campus, even though there is trials and tribulations for everything, we still try to be a community at the end of the day. And that's what I do like about being down in Nashville and at also just at HBCU, because that's some I might get that at, but going to a predominantly white institution, I can't always get that because they are trying to stay focused at HBCU for my higher education.
That's it. But the respect too.
Yeah, the respect with when I go to talk to any of my teachers, they're like, even if we haven't talked, even if there's a miscommunication, we realized the other day it's a respect back and forth, not just that they are my educator and they can't respect me back. Because I respect you, there should be a mutual agreement between that, and there is.
And so that's a lot to cope with too, that Minnesota nice.
Not nice. No, not at all.
But you really have immersed yourself in the culture down there. And so you said that everyone's very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just doesn't get any play around you that people can't be respectful.
And I come from a respectful household, and
so you know that gets no play over here. Right. We are going to, you, here's the thing, we are not looking for likes, but you're going to have respect over mm-hmm. here. Yeah. So I think your transition though, I think has been pretty good. Yeah. You had a couple times you were homesick, but you're like, oh, I'm okay. I'm going to go out with friends now.
Because
that is a big deal. And I think for us, as we moved, you know, I have a 17-year-old son. That was a big transition for us to move and, you know, make our other property a rental, and then kind of change this life because I have another kid that's graduating high school. So then I am kid free. What is happening?
Yeah, by 2025, you'll be kid free.
2024.
That's right.
Yeah. So I had to do some coping too because she's also the one that will hang with me. So I had to go. Yeah. So she's with me all day today at work, but I had to realize that was a lot for me to cope with. And so now that she's back, I'm like, okay, we got this to do. We got this. And she's like, okay, well, I got plans with friends. Cause that's what happened at Thanksgiving. She mm-hmm. came home. I saw her for like a total of 12 hours, y'all. She was gone, had plans with friends. I said, look, young lady, this time, this is how we're going to cope together. Mm-hmm. We're going to have family time, then you can have friend time. You can have friend time, then family time. But it's not just going to be you running around. But mm-hmm. I love that she's an adult and, like, we get along and I let her be her. So that coping mechanism of her coming back isn't like, well, I live down there now, so you're trying to tell me. I'm just like, as long as we communicate about, you know, she's like, oh, I'm going here, I'm good. Because at the end of the day, she does not live with me anymore. You know, she's in college, but she lives down in another state. So I have to, you know, that's hard for parents. It's a hard transition to, you know, break the umbilical cord and like, okay, go off in this world, especially, and then come back. And you're not coming back the same.
No.
You're coming back because you've now experienced a little bit of life. Mm-hmm. You've been exposed to other people's life that mm-hmm. I can't, you know,
shelter you from.
And so it's funny now though, because she's having the stories and then the things that I told her about, she's like, oh, you were so right.
How many times have I said that to you? So many times. She's right. Listen to your parents.
She right. text me. She is. I'm like, and I'm just saying basic things like, don't do this, do this, watch out for this, keep quiet, just watch, you know, because I didn't always have that. Like, my parents are great, but, like, you know, it's just a different time. So I'm like, this is what you really have to be careful for. And then she comes back and then she's like, I can deal and cope with anything. Cause mm-hmm. down there's so many different personalities, right? Like, it's right. like, and everyone is there. What I love about her school, and then, like, when she's coming back home, is she's learned how to problem solve, which is huge, mm-hmm. and deflect negativity. So, like, up here, her brother and her are like two peas in the pod. They like getting along. Mm-hmm. That's a big maturity thing. Because last year this time, y'all, she would have had him in a headlock on the ground trying to choke the life out of him. And I'd be like, so y'all just going to kill each other in the house? And so we... like literally, and now they're best buds. But
we can sleep in a room together. Like,
right,
we haven't done that in.
They have each other.
We share rooms, so that's how we've always kind of had that. But then we got our own rooms. Got each other,
and we were just teenagers.
Yes.
So you're dealing with me. How about grandparents? I think they still feel like you're a child.
Grandparents, they're going to do that until whatever. And
yeah.
So they have to realize on their own though. Cause me and my Nana, we talk, even my other grandmother who I haven't really had contact with, she came back. I started talking to her over Thanksgiving break mm-hmm. and they're just like, wow, you've kind of grown.
Like, yeah, I'm a grown woman. And how about your brother? What do you think he thinks of his big sister coming back? And being like, you're an adult, he's almost an adult.
Yeah. I think me not being in the house, I think that's how he matured. Me being away, him having to rely on himself.
Because she would cook for him and also like,
cook for him.
And none of that's happening. But I'm a cook and I'm like, you're getting a meal like once every other week around here. You better ask your sister while she's here to cook. Because she'll make him something. I'm like, you're big. Make me something.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's how he coped with, like, to stay busy.
Yep, he stayed busy. He's busy with basketball, his IT, school. Still,
yeah.
And he has to travel travel by himself. He's not like, well, how are you getting there, too? He can figure that out for himself.
I set him up to go out in the world. Go get yourself to your activities. So what would you rate this homecoming for Christmas break 2023?
Homecoming, I would rate it.
Holla, win a chicken dinner. Hey. Well, we are excited to have her home. She's been helping with the business. She's a joy to have home and to see your adult child be able to come home to comfort and really enjoy this space with me, I think is the biggest blessing. And that as we're both trying to cope with how it was going to be, because now, you know, everybody can't be grown in the house now. There can only be one head of the household. But I think, you know, the level of respect, I think that's the word, is when you're coping with your teenagers, your young adults coming home, the respect you have for each other. Because I think we miss that as parents, that yes, children have to respect us, but you have to respect your kids too. You can't be talking to people crazy and then think you're going to get a positive reaction. And I think Janae and I just have that, like, okay, this is what we need, and just respect. And I respect her. So I remember being like 18, 19, and I'm like, okay, people, I don't live here anymore. It's my mom and dad. And so we're just happy to have her home. We want to enjoy this month with her and send her off into the new year, because she's halfway through freshman year, y'all.
First semester's gone.
She gone. Well, anything, words of wisdom you'd like to leave with our audience?
Words of wisdom?
With how to come home from college.
Respect yourself. Have self-respect for yourself. Remember that even if you're second everybody else, you still have to keep your mental health at a good consistency, or else, because you will crash and burn. You will.
Yes.
So, yeah.
She's so smart. Well, thank you, Miss Janae, for coming on today. It's the holidays, y'all. It's here. Holidays are here. I hope you're in full effect. I hope you're enjoying yourself. And I hope that, you know, your next few days are not stress. If it is, take a step back and just chill. The day is still going to happen. The holidays are still going to go. So make sure you're taking time for you. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Should we do it? And this is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. We will see y'all soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle, and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community. And we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
We all need to think about our mental well-being.
We're here for you.
We need to be checking in on each other for support. Have you checked on your people lately?
You're not alone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care.
We're a community.
Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.